streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Last-minute shoppers with kids in tow in New York's Herald Square near Macy's.
We're going to see Santa.
I'm very happy to see Santa because this is very fun.
Many procrastinators expected to crowd malls and shopping centers nationwide today and tomorrow looking for that last-minute gift and traveling. TSA screening more than 2.75 million people Friday alone. President Biden not saying what he did talk about during a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but he says he didn't ask for a ceasefire. This as rescuers and hospital officials in Gaza say more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on two homes. Napa Valley winemakers are toasting the 2023 vintage. Experts saying this could be the best year ever for both whites and reds from the region. Grape growers crediting lots of rain and a long growing season for producing the epic grapes. This is ABC News. The patients of Washington, D.C.'s National Children's Hospital got a special visit.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
First Lady Jill Biden's read Christmas tales to sick children here at the National Children's Hospital every year her husband's been president. And Joe Biden has sat with the children listening.
What do you think he's going to see? Santa, yes.
The president understands the anguish of having a child in the hospital and offered the children encouragement and advice.
Hopefully you kids are going to come back when you're out of the hospital and hang out with other kids who you may know what it's like, right?
Andy Field, ABC News.
The Air National Guard member charged with leaking classified intelligence documents online alarmed fellow members of his unit, reports the Washington Post. They say they were worried that Jack Tessera would, in the words of one, shoot up the place after he was warned to stop looking at classified information that had nothing to do with his job. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin ranks 22nd among the 50 states when it comes to health care. That's according to the United Health Foundation. Mike Moan spoke with local public health officials about what's working in Wisconsin and what's not.
Some of the state's strengths include a low prevalence of non-medical drug use and encouraging results for physical activity. But it's 49th in the nation for public health funding. Dave Reinders leads Health and Human Services for Buffalo County. He notes that most of his budget is tied to local property taxes. He suggests more outside resources could help expand efforts in areas such as tobacco use prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. But what we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with the community intensively.
Watchdogs note that Wisconsin's near-bottom ranking for public health spending is partially influenced by what it receives from the CDC. On a national scale, UnitedHealthcare's Rhonda Randall says they're seeing concerning trends for chronic health conditions such as diabetes and heart disease.
This is something that we have been concerned about for quite some time. And when we looked at the data at this year's report, it's really unfortunate to see that the number of adults living with chronic conditions in the United States is the highest we've seen it.
Wisconsin ranks 28th in the nation for the percentage of adults with multiple chronic conditions. Randall notes this trend comes amid a decline in licensed primary caregivers around the country. She says this prompts a call to action for individuals to analyze the choices they make that affect their health and for communities to pull as many supportive resources together as possible. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be cloudy with fog and drizzle today. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fabulous, the outstanding, the effervescent, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, 12:06. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in, everybody. Great to have you along. A couple of days left and this week before Christmas, Mr. Zommers. It is the shortest day of the year, the beginning of winter officially on December 21st.
It's so weird to me that winter begins on the 21st. I mean, well, it's because we live in Wisconsin that it's weird to me, but that winter hasn't started yet.
Well, it doesn't really feel like winter yet, to be honest.
Climate change isn't real.
All right. It's going to be like 52, 53 degrees, at least in the Madison area, on Christmas Day.
I'm going to go out in shorts and a t-shirt.
Right? I haven't seen it actually yet, but I don't think I have anyway. One of my favorite Christmas time commercials is the, the beer, the Mexican beer.
Corona?
Corona. I want to say cerveza.
That's Spanish.
That's how you say beer in Spanish. Maybe that's exactly what I need right now is a beer, Mr. Summers.
A cerveza.
Yeah, I need a cerveza. The Corona ads, where it just has the big single palm tree with colored lights on the top. And, you know, you have the guy whistling. You know.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bing, on a beach. That's what you need. I spent a couple of Christmases in El Salvador on the beach, or at least part of it. Beautiful. Also spent a Christmas in Florida. And you think, well, this is going to be weird. There's no snow. But then it's actually kind of nice, particularly when it's colder back in Wisconsin. And you realize, you know, that Christmas isn't about snow or gifts or Santa or anything else. It's about what's in the heart, right?
It's about the people you're with.
It's about the people you're with. You absolutely nailed it. So it will feel maybe not quite tropical, but it will not feel like winter this Christmas season. No white Christmas in Wisconsin.
Maybe you should head to the beach. Maybe you should meet up with Pat Kreitlow, who is on a beach somewhere, I'm sure.
Wouldn't that just be something? I mean, of all the people that he would not want to see during his vacation on a beach, you look up from his, you know, margarita or his pina colada sitting there like, geez, Todd Albaugh, you're following me to a beach. I hope Mr. Kreitlow is enjoying his time off and vacation. If I sound a little weird, or at least weirder than normal, here's what's going on. It's the holidays and sickness and illness is going on and around. And my throat was a little sore last night. And then I found out that maybe perhaps there might have been kind of a tangential exposure somewhere vis-a-vis work. And so I thought, well, I'll be kind to my colleagues and you know, our owner, CEO Sage Weil, what a guy. He has staffed us with all kinds of COVID tests here in the office free of charge. And he's like, hey, if you're not feeling well, take a test. So I came in. First thing I do was I hold up in the conference room and I took a COVID test. Negative. I can tell you I am COVID negative as we stand today. I'm very thankful for that. My nose wasn't running at all when I came in. And after sticking that thing up both my nostrils and swirling it around, then I got my nose won't stop running and I'm sneezing and I'm all stuffed up. So anyway.
Yeah. You know, I will never forget my first COVID test because
really?
I was in a drive-thru at CVS, grabbed the Q-tip or whatever, and I was like, how far up do I have to go? And then after I did it, as soon as I got the swab into one of my nostrils, I started sneezing. And on the drive back, I used up most of my stash of napkins in my car, just blowing my nose. And then I was sneezing all day. Oh, I had no symptoms. Right, I just had to test for work or something. But
those swabs will get you every time.
They really do.
So anyway, I have plenty of liquids here. I'll be trying to liquidate or liquefy or something.
Hydrate.
Hydrate. That's a better way to say it throughout the course of today's show. Speaking of, a big, big show today. Very excited. Coming up at 12:30, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be in with a Thursday edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke because on Tuesday we had the big show for the Wisconsin Air National Guard, Brigadier General David May and his fine cast, Captain Eagle, the F-35 pilot, and Airman First Class Jones, an explosives expert, were here. And we were happy, and Luke was happy to defer to them. But we can't go a week without the Lukester, so he's going to do a Thursday Tangents with Luke Mathers at 12:30, see what's on his mind. And then at 1:30, in the 1:30 hour, another friend and colleague. That's right, the one, the only, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will be right here on these airwaves a little earlier than normal, joining us at 1:30 this afternoon and talking about Matt's many things. He is an attorney. He is a two-time chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He is a traveler. He's well-read. And get this, he's an author as well. And of course, a great radio show host. But he's an author. He's written several books. He has a brand new book out right now, just in time for the holiday season. It is a great stocking stuffer. Maybe you're looking for a last-minute gift here this week. It's called The Court of Last Resort. The Court of Last Resort, a great piece of fiction, although there are parts of it that will sound very familiar, I think, to people. So Matt's going to be along. He's going to talk to us about what it's like being an author. And about his latest book. So all that's coming up at 1:30. So it's an extra dose of Matt Flynn today. We can't be more thankful and more happy to have him on the show. And we have then Luke Mathers coming up at the bottom of the hour. A couple of things I want to get to today, making headlines today, of course, overseas in the Czech Republic. At least 15 people killed, 25 injured in Prague's university. The deadly incident, one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings in decades. According to multiple reports, the gunman is now dead. This is something we don't hear a lot in other places outside of the United States, are these mass shootings. This happens to be one in Prague. I've never been to Prague. I have friends and relatives who have. It's supposedly a gorgeous city, one of the best cities in Europe. Great history, great architecture. So certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of the Czech Republic, in particular Prague University, as they deal with that. Also making headlines at this hour, this is rich. Rudy Giuliani declares bankruptcy after being ordered to pay $150 million in a defamation lawsuit. So it turns, right? Yeah. It turns out once Rudy Giuliani got this order, he filed for bankruptcy in federal court today in New York, just days after a jury ordered him to pay nearly $150 million to make it two former Georgia election workers for defamation. According to the filing, Giuliani listed debts between $100 million and $500 million and assets worth up to only $10 million. The bankruptcy declaration is another setback for the former New York City mayor, federal prosecutors, and a one-time frontrunner for the Republican nomination, all stemming from his time as Donald Trump's attorney after the 2020 presidential election. As they say, everything Trump touches dies, either literally or figuratively. In this case, figuratively.
As they also say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Well, yes. They also say, mess around and find out. They also say, if play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
They say a lot of things, right? But this is fascinating to me because, you know, here's a guy who at one time after the 9/11 in New York was the mayor, was America's mayor, was lauded as a hero, then ran for president at one time, was the front runner for a short time back in 2020, was it? No, not 2020. I was in 2016 or 2012, maybe 2012, I believe. When Mitt Romney finally got the nomination. But then he got involved with Trump, and now the court awarded earlier this week $150 million to these two former Georgia election workers that he just blatantly made up lies about. And even at the trial, or at the sentencing this week, during a break, Giuliani was still going out on the street and telling the cameras lies about these two poor women who have had to move. They've had to basically assume different identities. Their lives have been in danger. And the jury said, we're going to send a message here. And they knocked Giuliani for $150 million. Well, now guess what? It turns out he says he's bankrupt and he can't pay it. Trying to get out of paying these poor women anything. So we'll see what happens, but, you know, not a surprise, nor is it unexpected. Rudy Giuliani filing for bankruptcy today in New York's court. Those are kind of the headlines going around today. I want to get back to something we didn't get to yesterday because of time. And by the way, a great job by our Civic Media News Director, Terry Bell, also Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show, and our entire team in covering President Joe Biden's speech yesterday. Really did a great job on that. Appreciate everyone's hard work, both behind the microphone and behind the scenes in order to make that happen. Also appreciate Trigvi Olson, who is fighting off flu right now, literally got out of bed to join us for the first part of the show yesterday. Really appreciate that. But what I wanted to get to yesterday, we didn't because of the president's speech, was the comments by Donald Trump, former president, over the last few days, particularly on immigration. And once again, quoting Hitler of saying that immigrants to this country are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of America. And goes on to tell, of course, more terrible lies in not factual information. Look, I used to be an expert on immigration because that's one of the issues that I handled when I worked for a member of Congress. But that was pre-9/11 in the late 1990s. At that time, I'm certainly not an attorney, but, you know, as my granddad used to say, I was partner, an attorney on immigration. I knew the codes, I knew the laws. And of course, much of that has changed post 9/11.
Just a bit.
But some things have remained the same. So I'm at least tangentially familiar with election or whether immigration law and what goes into it. There are a lot of challenges and problems. We'll sort out fact from fiction a little bit when we come back. Hear from Donald Trump, hear from Stuart Stevens of the Lincoln Project. And also we'll look to New York City and the past history to teach us something today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Let April Johnson and Route 63 Realty find your seasonal sanctuary. As lifelong Northland experts, they unite buyers and sellers seamlessly. Their full-service agency offers showings, advertising, professional photography, and special programs like Homes for Heroes and free market analysis. April Johnson, your local problem-solving pro, ensures smooth transactions. Contact 715-558-1077 for a free market analysis. Visit them at the 6327 intersection for a festive journey to your new home. happy holidays from Route 63 Realty. We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small-town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. On this Thursday, December 21st, the shortest day of the year in terms of daylight. It's going to be dark by the time we end this show at 2 o'clock. No, not really, but maybe close. Maybe close. Mr. Sommer's on the board. Going to have Luke Mathers joining us for a special Thursday edition of Thursday Tangents with Luke at the bottom of the hour. And then we have Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct, talking about his brand new book. Yes, Matt Flynn is also an author. The book is called The Court of Last Resort, and Matt Flynn will be in a little bit later in the show in hour number two. Look forward to talking with him. Right now, these comments by former President Trump for the last few days, quoting Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, saying that immigrants to the United States are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of America. He was, I believe this is from Iowa. Is this correct, Mr. Sommers? This clip here of the last couple of days down in Iowa.
Yes.
And once, you know, people said, look, he's quoting Hitler after he said this. He once again quotes Hitler and denies it. And again, I'm not playing this to give out, to help Trump, but I want you to hear it in his words so you know that's not Todd's interpretation when I say things. I want you to know this is exactly what the former president said. Here's Trump on his comments on immigration.
It's crazy what's going on. They're ruining our country. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country. But they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world.
So there was the president a couple days ago down in Iowa, once again spewing forth hatred and just blatant lies. All right, just blatant lies that somehow immigrants to this country, again, to quote Hitler, are, quote, poisoning the blood and putting out all these things that he says the immigrants do. Some of it's just 100% not true. Some of it is the same thing that, you know, Americans get sick. Americans have disease. I mean, people who are already American citizens. So, you know, it's not anything that anybody else in the world, including Americans, have.
Also of note, him saying that he has never read Mein Kampf. According to some reporting done by a few different news outlets, including the Daily Beast, there was an article, an interview with his wife, Ivana, his first wife, Ivana Trump, in 1990, detailing that he did keep a book of Adolf Hitler's speeches next to his bed.
Including Mein Kampf. So, yes, there's that. His ex-wife, who is now dead, and was friendly towards him, you know, after their divorce, said that he, in fact, did read this stuff. So, again, we're not surprised, I don't think, anybody, by the fact that he's lying even about reading Hitler. Here's the thing. What Trump is doing is playing on the fears of many Americans. Regular listeners to this show know I have a lot of friends from Central America. My family was a host family in Richland Center, a 5,000-person town in southwest Wisconsin, predominantly white. We were able to do that through the University of Wisconsin-Richland, who, of course, Jay Rothman and UW System is closed. But it was one of the great assets of that campus to meet people from other countries, and it literally changed my life. And what Trump is trying to do is say, anytime you see somebody who's not white, you be suspicious of them. Because how do we know if someone is a documented immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, or a naturalized citizen? If you lined up 10 brown people off the street, how do you know which one is quote-unquote legal? Does Trump want us to now go back to stop and frisk? Show us your papers? Do all Americans now have to keep an identity card? We're going to go back to having Star of David's put on our back? What's Trump's endgame here? It's basically to divide us. All right? I want to read you a poem. Speaking of New York City. It appears on a statue. You may have heard of it. It's called the Statue of Liberty. The poem is by Emma Lazarus. It's dated November 2nd, 1883. It's called The New Colossus. We hear a couple of lines from this frequently, but let me give you the entire poem. Quote, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our washed sea, sunset gates shall stand, a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows world-wide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities fame. Quote, keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, she cries, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." It's a great poem. And if you look, what it's saying is, like, not like the Greek giants, all right? Not like the Europeans over there that have these long-storied kings and queens. But here at our sea-washed sunset gates, I stand a mighty woman. Her torch is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, literally, Mother of Exiles. America is the mother of exiles, the people that other countries don't want. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Not welcome for white people. Not welcome just for Christians. Worldwide welcome. She says, keep, you know what, all you ancient lands, Greece and Italy and Rome, keep your pomp and circumstance. Keep all your fanciness. Give me, America, your tired people, your poor people, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free for freedom. Give me the wretched refuse, the trash of the other countries. Give it to me, America. Send these, the homeless people, those tempest-tossed souls, to me. I lift my lamp, America's lamp, beside the golden door. It's what America is supposed to be. It's what America is. It's a great melting pot. We are all immigrants. Unless you are a Native American or of Native American descent, I got news for you. That lamp was lifted for you and me, all of us, and it still remains lifted for those new exiles coming to our shore today. And it is more than American. It is America to come here as an immigrant. We'll take your calls on the other side, 844-967-2789. Also, Luke Mathers and Thursday Tangents with Luke. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Lavelle Show on Civic Media.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Last minute shoppers with kids in tow in New York's Herald Square near Macy's.
We're going to see Santa.
I'm very happy to see Santa because this is very fun.
Many procrastinators expected to crowd malls and shopping centers nationwide today and tomorrow looking for that last minute gift and traveling. TSA screening more than 2.75 million people Friday alone. President Biden not saying what he did talk about during a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but he says he didn't ask for a ceasefire. This as rescuers and hospital officials in Gaza say more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on two homes. Napa Valley winemakers are toasting the 2023 vintage. Experts saying this could be the best year ever for both whites and reds from the region. Grape growers crediting lots of rain and a long growing season for producing the epic grapes. This is ABC News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with an 80-53 victory over Chicago State. The Badgers wearing undershirts that said hashtag Walt Strong in honor of their 24-year-old former teammate, Walt McGrory, who died last weekend of bone cancer. The Badgers' Stephen Crowell.
I think it was huge for us as a program. Obviously, it's the least we could do for them and their family. But just knowing Walt, he was a great guy. And like I said, the least we could do is go out and play hard and get a win for him tonight and honor him before the game. So
Marquette won their game 81-51 over Georgetown. NFL, is there any chance the Packers will underestimate the 2-12 Panthers in Carolina? Quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, I don't think, you know, bouncing back after two losses, I definitely don't think we're going to be underestimating anybody. So, you know, I think we're going to come out Sunday with our best foot forward. You know, I think just the stretch of games we've had, losing two tough ones, we're ready to bounce back, and we're definitely not about to take this game for granted.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with fog and drizzle today. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local civic media radio stations had it covered live. News director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local civic media radio station and the civic media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It is now 34 minutes past hour of 12 noon. That music means it's time to tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media. Thank you, Luke, for being flexible. You gave up your Tuesday slot so we could do our salute to the Air National Guard. You gave it up for a general, so not bad. Not bad.
Did I give it up or was it forcibly taken? No, I'm just kidding.
It was forcibly taken, but I thought it sounded better if I
that's
said
fair, that's
you
fair.
Gave up.
That's well, fair.
You know what, Brigadier General David May said? He said that we all serve. And now, so you know what, Luke?
See,
us kicking you off.
That was my service for
yeah,
the week?
That was your okay. service. Yes. Yeah. And being back with us.
Joining on a Thursday for some tangents instead of Tuesday. Still going for the alliteration.
Exactly. We're going to get to a tangent. Well, we're going to start off with a little more serious tangent, pick up where we left off, talking about these comments by former President Trump the last few days, quoting Adolf Hitler, saying that immigrants to this country are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of our country, and making other ridiculous statements. They're just factually untrue. And right before we went to break there, I read the poem, The New Colossus, in its entirety. Because, you know, we all kind of hear, you know, give me your huddled masses, you need to breathe free. But if you look at the entire poem, which isn't that long, I mean, it literally is saying, look, other countries like Italy and Greece and kings and queens and all this storied pomp, it literally says pomp, it rejects that. Mm-hmm. It says, no, give me, America, the people that you don't want. Because that's what we're going to build a country on an ideal of freedom and democracy. We don't always get there quite yet. We're still struggling to. Mm-hmm. But that is the ideal to which we hold. We're not a country that's sewn together by ethnicity or race or geography or religion, but rather an ideal, Luke.
Yeah, and a promise to yearn for a more perfect union. That's what to me is beautiful about the preamble too. Mm-hmm. More perfect union, like not a perfect union. You're never going to get there,
right?
But more perfect. And then this poem, I haven't read that since
long
school,
time, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's why I thought it was just good to
get I think it's an excellent reminder, especially in the time of the holiday season where this is the togetherness time.
Right.
And division and vitriol, like words like vermin and poisoning of blood, like that goes against our ideals as a nation and where we all are in our personal lives right now of the seasons of celebrating and being together. And it's really, really sickening to hear when rhetoric like that is heard.
What are your thoughts on this? We have a couple of people still hanging on. If you want to call in, join Thursday Tangent with Luke. Give your thoughts on the former president's comments and also your perspective on immigration in general. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomer started at the top there. Very good. Dave in Madison listening on WMDX here in Madison, Mad City Radio. What say you? Dave, go ahead.
Are you calling?
Yep, Dave, you're on the air.
Great. Yeah. Now I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, we sure have moved away from American values as expressed in that Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty. And it's a shame, you know. We live in an aging population. America has an aging population, about 60,000 people. About 60,000 people are About 60,000 people are retiring every single week. They're not paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
We're aging, and they're not paying into Social Security. Yet we have this godsend of 150,000 people, approximately, at our border every month, and there are young families that are going to be doing that for the rest of their lives. Immigrants, we know, also commit a lot less crime. So the more immigrants we have, the chances of any individual being targeted for a crime are a lot better. When the more there is, 40% of the S&P 500 were established by first generation immigrants. There's about three times as entrepreneurial. You know, if you see immigrant communities, and immigrants have all kinds of businesses. And that's very noticeable, too. They're about 25% of the Nobel Prizes, also first-generation immigrants. And I can go on and on.
I appreciate
it. I'm sorry, I got a little...
No, Appreciate the facts. Right. Appreciate the facts, Dave. Thanks so much. Dave gives us some great info there, Luke. That again is it. Our country's built on it. We are a country of immigrants.
Yeah, to think anything otherwise is usually just used to, you know, stoke up political fears among certain people, and it's used as a unfortunately a rallying cry for a lot of different points throughout history, and we're not immune to that here in 2023 and soon to be 2024.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Frank in beautiful Milwaukee, listening to us on the Shaw, WAUK. Frank, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. Your reading of the Emerald Lazarus poem drove me to tears. This entire nation, every last human being in this country has an immigrant heritage. Even the Indians came from Asia. A true Indian has dark hair, slit eyes, and a dark skin. Every person, half the plants, half the animals, we are all immigrants. Isn't Trump's wife an immigrant, or am I getting something wrong here?
No, you're right. He married two immigrant wives.
Yeah, well, that's another story. I don't want to comment on Trump because he's so vile. I can't. It's hard for me not to. Yep. To say something negative. I always thought if I could invent a swear word 100 feet long, it wouldn't describe his vileness.
And, appreciate it.
What you did, reading that poem, I know it by heart. Uh-huh. Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry. Who yearn to be free?
Yeah.
I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That's us. That's all of us. Mm. That's every last human being in this country. And about that poem that's so good is it talks about the poor and the needy. Mm-hmm. Every religion, Christianity, Jews, Muslims, others, say, take care of the poor and the needy. Alms for the poor. You can go on and on. It was wonderful that you read that.
God Thanks, bless Frank. You.
God bless America. And I feel so fortunate. I symbolically kiss the ground every time I get up. And in my obituary, I'm going to say something about, I won the lottery. I was born and raised in America.
Well said, Frank. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your passionate words. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Mark in the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, and thanks for reading that poem. And it brought me to think of Donald Trump and the description that was given to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel has ever struck out a generous fire, secret, self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. And he doesn't seem that way when he's out there, you know, milking his crowd for his own for his own pleasure. But he doesn't give anything out for, you know, it's all about him.
Yeah.
And it's just sad in the you know sentiments that and I won't. You know, read it right now, but people can look it up. But, you know, Bob Cratchit's nephew's speech to him when he first invites old Scrooge to Christmas dinner, saying that this is supposed to be a charitable time of year. It's supposed to be the one time of year that we, you know, reach out to our fellow man, consider all of us our fellow travelers, you know, through this world, you know, and not just some strange breed of creature that is alien to us.
Yep.
That's what we should feel. I mean, it's hard to feel charitable toward the people on the other side of the aisle sometimes, and I suffer from that as well. But we kind of have to. I mean, it is regardless of your religious persuasion that this is the time of year we've chosen to, you know, recognize, you know, the birth of Jesus, whether you believe in him or not. And it was originally just a pagan holiday, and the Pope said, "Well, let's move Jesus' birth to this time of year." And celebrate it here at the shortest time of the year when the sun actually starts to come back to us. I mean, at least for us in the Northern Hemisphere, that the days start to get longer and the light.
Thank goodness
to
they
us.
Do, right?
Coming hey, Mark. Up soon, yeah, starting tomorrow, right?
Right. Finally, start to get longer. Mark, always great words from you, Mark from the SAC. Appreciate you, my friend. Happy holidays. Thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Thursday Tangent Luke, with Luke. I can say his name, Luke Mathers.
It's these
darn swabs I stuck up my nose for the COVID test. It's got me all verklempt.
Hey, but you're negative. You're good.
Yes,
you're all set.
But you hit on this earlier in one of your comments that it's the holiday time of year when we're supposed to be, to Mark's point and yours, we're charitable. These comments by the former president really couldn't have come in a... There's never a good time for this, but it seems particularly bad.
Yeah, it's additional salt in the wound, but I agree with you. This is never a good time to say hateful rhetoric like that.
No, not at all. Mr. Thomas, any more calls here on this subject? Maybe one more? All right, very good. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Kenosha, one of our brand new stations in the Civic Media Radio Network at WRJN and Racine in Kenosha. Pat in Kenosha, thanks for calling and listening. What say you?
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're talking about immigration and the people. We can't sustain 12 million immigrants. I mean, they're getting phones and money. You know, my parents came from East Germany to come here, and they did it legally. Don't you agree that it should be done legally?
I absolutely believe that immigration should be done legally, and I'm really glad you bring this up. Because it gives me a chance as a person who worked for 5 years in immigration for a United States congressman and dealt with this, that part of the, I know this because I was in the room. Part of the problem that we have with immigration in this country is that Congress, both Republicans and quite frankly Democrats, don't want to put in the money to adequately staff the processing of immigration. Let me tell you a quick story. When I worked for former Congressman Klug in the 90s, we had a staffer who went to Marquette University, originally from American Samoa, and came here legally, got a scholarship on an F-1 visa, and he did an internship for us, all legally. And my boss, the congressman, wanted to hire him. So he applied for an H-1B visa, a legal visa to work in our office. The immigration department lost the application for an H-1B visa for a United States congressman not once, not twice, but three times over the course of a year and a half. During that time, he actually legitimately met a young woman, fell in love, and he ended up getting married. That's how he ended up being here legally. But had it been left up to the process of what is the legal process, he would have been an undocumented person. So I agree with you, Pat. We have to do it. We should be doing it legally. But until we have people in Congress willing to make tough decisions and staff our system well, and have a process that makes sense to people back home, and also, by the way, join that with a foreign policy that actually invests in democracies and where a lot of these people are coming from, that will also slow it down. Until we do all of that, it's pretty hard to look someone in the eye and say, look, I got family in New York or Wisconsin or Los Angeles, and I just want to go and work at a car wash. And that's the problem, Pat.
Yeah, and I think that you've got also the aspect of legal immigration has been slowed in recent years.
Yes.
Even your story from your experience of seeing those visas get rejected, sorry to date you, Todd, but...
No, it's been a while. Yeah, absolutely.
It's been some time since that happened. The 4 years of the Trump administration, he and his administration were not shy about saying that they wanted to try to bring immigration, even legal immigration,
yes,
as low as they possibly could. We were sitting
Muslim
and waiting.
Ban, other things?
We're waiting. There's not enough attorneys and immigration lawyers in the United States and at the border to be able to process all this stuff. And so you see a backlog, and that's why you're seeing an increase in illegal or undocumented immigration, because we don't have the capacity and we are willfully not funding the capacity to allow people to come through the legal channels.
And you're absolutely right.
It's a bad faith argument most of the time when you hear people just say, well, come here legally. And it's just unfortunate to hear.
And also don't forget the Title 42 thing that was all predicated on the pandemic and COVID. That's what forced a lot of people to stay in Mexico while they're waiting for asylum. Again, I've done asylum cases. I know what that is. And that also needs to be reformed. But it takes a bipartisan effort to get this stuff done.
And you have to agree government works. And
exactly.
You just hear a lot of people just saying it's not going to work, so we're not going to do anything.
Luke Mathers, Thursday Tangents with Luke. We're going to turn the page, lighten it up a bit, talk about Secret Santas and what grinds Luke's gears. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
It's bright.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
As a matter of fact, here comes it's Luke Santa Mathers here coming here Santa today right to the Todd Alba Show. Welcome back. It is joy and cheer. It is like the Immaculate Conception. It's Luke Mathers here. I'm not even sure what that means.
No.
Welcome back to the show. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you for that fine holiday music, Mr. Sommers.
You couldn't have picked the Boss's version? Come on.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
I also
still take it as a threat. So
really? It's a threat?
I told you, because the basement needs to get done, that Santa Claus coming to town is a threat.
We weren't going to talk about this, but here we go.
Yeah,
Luke's over. He's not in a great mood.
We're making progress.
He's not in a great mood. He's salty. He's sleepless.
It's trying times, yeah.
You're redoing the basement for because you're hosting the holidays. Mm-hmm. It didn't go particularly well last night.
No.
But to your credit, you did not give up.
I did not. And so I'm going to keep at it. And all things hopefully will from here will go according to plan. And by Saturday, we're going to be all set to go.
I have complete faith in you. Just like Santa, you'll work your magic. Luke Mathers, what grinds your gears this week? And I have a feeling it has to do with Secret Santa.
Well, how do you celebrate when you do Secret Santa? And we can get Mr. Zommer's opinion on this one too.
Yeah.
But how do you celebrate Secret Santa when you participate in a group Secret Santa?
Well, I haven't done it in a while, but usually in the past, you put everybody's name into a hat and then you draw a name out. You don't tell that individual. Usually there's a dollar figure or some sort of a theme.
Okay.
And then you buy a gift within those parameters. You wrap it or box it or bag it so that the other person doesn't know. And then you receive said gift. And sometimes that's it. Sometimes there's an opportunity to like guess who your Secret Santa is for some sort of additional prize.
Okay. We don't have the additional prize, but normally that's how I participate, is that you have to guess who your Secret Santa is at the end.
The whole point, secret, is in the word, or the title.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Hang on. I gotta set the table still, Zombers, and then you'll get to come in, buddy.
Seems pretty set to me.
Yeah. Well, here at Civic Media, the producers, we do weekly joint calls where we get on all together talking about what's going on throughout this excellent radio network that we have put together here at Civic Media. And so I suggested, I was like, you know what would be fun? And we're not all in the same location, so I knew there was going to be some logistical hurdles, but I was like, we should do a producer's Secret Santa. And so everybody, I didn't force anybody to participate.
Sure.
I was like, anybody that wants to join, let me know. Mm-hmm. We sent out names. And the amount of logistical questions still that came out of this was very, very just
surprising.
Surprising to me. Surprising was a good term. The way that I've always done Secret Santa is you kind of try to secretly or sneakily get the gift for whoever you have and then let them guess. And earlier this week, Mr. Somers walks into the
It is
the
I,
office.
Your secret Santa.
He literally has a gift in his hand, and he's walking up to me, and I was like, oh, perfect. Aaron's going to need a little help delivering that to whoever. I was like, I can't wait, because I told all the other producers. I was like, I go between the studios. I'm in different areas, so sure. Let me know if you need help transporting any of the Secret Santa gifts across the Civic Media Network. And so this is back in my mind. I'm like, all right, perfect. Zomers is going to just ask me to drop this off in Waukesha or make sure it gets up to Green Bay or wherever it needed to go. And Aaron walks up and goes, I am your Secret Santa. And he handed me the presents.
Okay, can I explain myself?
Yes, yeah, all right, let's hear. Floor is yours, Mr. Zomers.
So first of all, the meeting at which you pitched Secret Santa to everybody, I was not at.
Yes.
You spoke to me about it previously, so that was not a mentioned thing to me. Okay. Also, Andrew from Verona texted in, Zomers must have grown up doing a stocking or gift exchange. The secret is not the point. That's where I'm at. The first Secret Santa I've done that I remember was in like second grade, and we all got assigned different people from the class, and you're like, it can be as cheap as you want, it can be handmade, or you can buy something, just make sure it's below $5 or $10 or whatever. And it's a secret during that time, and the secret part is where they try and figure out if it's not one of your closest friends, you got to try and figure out what they might like. So you talk to other people and you sneak around. That's the sneaky part. And then on the day where everyone brings in their gifts, they walk up and they're like, hey, I'm your Secret Santa. Here you go. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't figure it out.
That sounds like a Santa reveal.
That's the way I've always done it. We've done that in my family
exposing
as well.
Exposing Santa.
That's illegal.
Santa should not be doing that.
Right, somebody from Andrew from Verona says, that's what an elf on the shelf does to a child, turns them into a paranoid Luke Mathers.
I was an elf on the shelf kid either.
Elf on the shelf is too much.
I'm a procrastinator at heart, and therefore the deadline of hosting Christmas. That's what it is, Andrew. All right, it's not a paranoid elf on the shelf thing. I know that Christmas is coming, and I agreed to host everybody, so I have to follow through and make sure that I have done what I need to be done.
Well, we have 2 minutes here. Are you going to open up said gifts? Mr. Zomers, do you have yours?
No.
You have yours. All right.
We just know. See, everybody else is participating. All and right. Trying
so
to
here
do
we go.
Secretly.
Here we go. Here's the reveal of the secret.
I told
Santa.
Aaron. I was like, well, since it's not a surprise now that I know you're my Secret Santa, let's have some fun and be surprised with what it is on the air.
All right. Very
so
good.
I'm gonna.
It's not wrapped in an especially.
There
secret
it is.
Way.
It's a 12-pack from Knuckleheads. Very fine. Fantastic. That's great.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that, very nice.
There we go.
Here.
And what's I got the title? Nice book. It's the Democracy
Matt
Awakening.
Book. No.
No. It's by Heather Cox Richardson.
Oh, nice.
And it's the Notes on the State of America. And it's a very...
Well, that's really cool.
Democracy.
Luke Mathers will be happy to know I purchased it from A Room of One's Own, a local bookstore that supports LGBT folks.
There we go.
That's great.
That is excellent because I couldn't find a way without, I think, sharing the Amazon wish list thing for the thing that we had set up, but I did put a note for any of the books that I put on there. Please buy locally. So thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah, I was at A Room of One's Own Christmas shopping for somebody else, and I saw that book on display. I was like, I didn't think they'd have this here, but that was on Luke's wish list, so I'm buying it.
Perfect.
See, regardless of whether it's secret or not, all's well that ends
well.
Yes,
and hopefully, Aaron, you will get to tell the tale of if somebody surprises you, or you got a gift already, right? You got to.
Opened it.
Okay, so you get to surprise yourself when guess who was your Secret Santa when you open your Secret Santa gift.
And if the other producers are listening right now, I have no idea who it is. I have no idea what it is. It's a little red bag with some bizarre shapes inside, and I cannot tell what it is. I have no clue.
Oh, you're one of those where you kind of like shake the box and everything, trying to figure out what the puzzle is? Before?
No, but because it was in a soft bag, and I picked it up, you by nature have to feel what's in it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
That was a fantastic ending. Anyway, it was delivered by our own Buddy the Elf, Chris Casper, at the holiday party. So it was fantastic. Luke Mathers, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
To you as well, Tom.
Thank you very much. That's the great Luke Mathers. We'll see you in the new year ahead. Stay tuned, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct in Hour 2. It's a big Thursday here at the Todd Allball Show. The shortest day of the year, jam-packed. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.